I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. First up, the lights are back on in Spain and Portugal, but serious questions remain. I'll have more on that in just a moment. Then later, the gospel's making inroads in a dangerous part of Mexico. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. We'll begin today in Europe, where the power has returned to Spain and Portugal after Monday's blackouts. As of Tuesday, the grid operator in Spain had ruled out the possibility of it being a cyber attack. Spain's prime minister cautioned against making speculations during the investigation, which could lead to misinformation. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries tells us,
we sat through like a three-hour discussion in somebody's office with alarms going off today, trying to talk about sets for our upcoming project to be filmed in May, June, and July. So it's definitely been an extraordinary day.
The sudden halt to public transportation, commerce, and communication was quite a disruption for their team.
We were in prayer and fasting this month because we're in such an intense season. So it's interesting that the end of April would go out with such flair as we're praying and fasting and asking God to help us. Yeah, you learn to trust in God in these intense times.
IMM and other ministries in Spain touch other corners of the world with their gospel ministry. So it's important that they can communicate digitally with their partners.
But, you know, God knows these things are going to happen, and we have to learn even more, even though we're missionaries, to trust in Him. And so pray that we would be strong and that we would be wise to put our energies and our efforts into the right things.
Next, it's been 2 years since the Jallianwala attacks on Christians in Pakistan. An angry Muslim mob reacted to an unproven accusation that two believers desecrated the Quran. They burned 26 churches and dozens of Christian homes. Up to 6,000 attackers left lives forever divided into before and after. Today, even as the attack fades from mainstream media, local believers still struggle to heal. Greg Musselman from the Voice of the Martyrs Canada tells us,
but there are still deep-seated tension in this community, and the Christian community has been traumatized.
Some believers remain homeless or live in half-burned houses. Others have lost everything, even their pets. The falsely accused brothers and their father remain in hiding. Forgiveness and rebuilding hope are ongoing battles. Pastors encourage believers with examples from the Bible, like Daniel in the Lion's Den or other stories of faith in times of persecution.
The mob destroyed many Christian homes, but not their relationship with Jesus.
The Voice of the Martyrs Canada, along with partners in Pakistan like Trust Pakistan, are helping Christian families rebuild their houses and their lives. So pray for healing of the Jallianwala believers and for a new chapter in their community. And the state of Chihuahua, Mexico, borders the U.S. and is known for high levels of organized crime. Jason Wolford with Mission Christ says his ministry has full-time missionary partners on the ground there.
We've distributed tens of thousands of our Mission Cry Bible already, and we have just ordered an additional 50,000 copies of the New Testament.
The Spanish scripture will be freely distributed to families in Chihuahua and
going right in and ministering to those that are possessed or oppressed by the devil himself in doing some of this wicked stuff.
Each copy of the New Testament also includes discipleship material and practical resources.
We found that when you do distribution of the full Bible, people usually start at Genesis, Exodus, and then they stop at Leviticus. And so our hope is in sending this very strategically that people will make it through the Gospels.
Wolford says it's important to bring the message of faith to discourage mere religiosity.
This is God himself, the word of God that doesn't return void. And we've seen it change the hearts and minds and the eternities of people who've read that.
So join us in praying for the ministry of Mission Cry.
For my wife and I, as we lead this ministry, and then the rest of our team, for their protection as we're going into areas that most won't go.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.